From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. weaponry may be heading for Poland. Poland said Sunday it is negotiating with the United States to permanently station heavy American military weaponry inside its borders. The deployment is part of a U.S. plan under consideration to bolster its presence in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states. The purpose would be to deter possible Russian aggression. British media are reporting the government has recalled its spies from hostile countries. They say the action was taken after Russia and China decrypted top secret files disclosed 2 years ago by former U.S. national security contractor Edward Snowden. The Sunday Times said the pullback was ordered after Russia gained access to more than a million encoded files in Snowden's possession. A South African judge has ordered authorities to prevent Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from leaving the country. The order was issued after the International Criminal Court called for Mr. Bashir to be arrested at an African Union summit there. Sudan's State Minister of Foreign Affairs said Mr. Bashir would return home after the main session of the summit. Kurdish militias are closing in on an Islamic State-held town along the Syrian frontier, with Turkey. Regaining control of Tal Abyad could cut off a route for Islamic fighters and supplies. Kurdish officials and Syrian activists say the militias are a day into an offensive to push back the militant group. Thousands of Syrians have fled in anticipation of fighting. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is criticizing an upcoming UN report about last year's war in the Gaza Strip. Mr. Netanyahu called the UN report, quoting now, a waste of time and a baseless automatic accusation against Israel. Israel released its own report, saying Israeli forces did not intentionally target civilians and accusing Gaza's Hamas rulers of deliberately attacking Israeli civilians while using their own people as human shields. A Hamas spokesman called the Israeli report worthless. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today expressed concern over reports of concessions offered to Iran by the group of nations trying to negotiate a nuclear agreement with the Iranian government. The six leading nations involved in the negotiations face a self-imposed deadline at the end of June. That leaves them just 2 weeks to finalize an agreement on the limits of Iran's nuclear program. The Israeli leader has staunchly opposed the talks in Geneva. His statement comes a day after Iran's president says a final nuclear agreement is within reach this month, provided that no new issues arise in the days ahead. One of South Korea's largest, most prestigious hospitals in the capital, Seoul, has partially suspended operations after the disease MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, took foothold in the facility. Samsung Hospital President Song Jae-hoon told a news conference on Sunday that the hospital would suspend all non-emergency surgeries and not accept new patients. He said no visitors will be allowed and added that he would decide on June 24th whether to continue the suspension. Leading Democratic Party presidential contender Hillary Clinton is campaigning in the crucial Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa. At an earlier New York rally, Clinton promised to promote equal opportunity and to fight for the hard-pressed middle class. Meanwhile, one of the leading Republican contenders, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is set to officially announce his candidacy Monday in Miami. He will be the 11th Republican in the race. Pakistan's Interior Ministry on Sunday allowed the international non-governmental organization Save the Children to resume operations days after shutting down its headquarters in Islamabad and giving staff members 15 days to leave the country. The ministry did not elaborate on the reversal. Authorities sealed the office in the capital on Thursday, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. By Friday, every office in the country was closed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.